From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
Someone, if these reports are true, someone is going to be held to account for that. And it's up to the military leadership of Burma to decide what direction do they want to play in the future of Burma. Because we see Burma as an important emerging democracy. But this is a real test. It's a real test of this power-sharing government as to how they're going to deal with this very serious issue.
Rohingyas have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on their minority community by the Burmese military after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. The crackdown, which has resulted in widespread atrocities, has prompted intense international condemnation, though officials in Myanmar continue to deny the crisis even exists. Secretary of State Tillerson has given a rare major foreign policy speech outlining the Trump administration's South Asia policy, reaching out to India to counter China in the Indo-Pacific region. Speaking to a packed auditorium at the Center for Strategic and International Studies Research Center in Washington, D.C., Tillerson looked forward to the next 100 years, he said, of close U.S.-India ties. Tillerson said the U.S. and India are bookends of stability on either side of the globe, noting the nations share a commitment to upholding the rule of law, freedom of navigation, universal values, and trade. He said the Trump administration is determined to dramatically deepen ways for the U.S. and India to work together. The